BBC Listen.
And splat, splat, splat. Looks great. Hello, I'm Mia and I'm here with Big Ted. Say hello, Big Ted.
Hello.
Today, Big Ted and I are making a splodgy painting by splatting paint on the ground. It's a very messy job. Sure is, Big Ted, and very colourful too. Splat, splat, splat. Did you hear that? What was that noise? There it is again. It was a cling-clanging sound. Do you listening have any idea of what it could be? Maybe. Big Ted, I think we need to take off our smocks, wipe our hands and get investigating. Big Ted, let's get our listening ears on. Ears on! Let's go looking for what was making the mysterious cling-clanging noise.
Play school is on!
A cling-clanging noise could be so many things, but you know what it reminds me of? An alarm clock. Ding-a-ling-a-ling! Good thinking, Mia. Maybe we should head over to the Hickory Dickory clock and see if we can hear the noise there. Here we are at the Hickory Dickory clock. It's much quieter than that other noise we heard. All I can hear is a tick, tick, tick. And the mouse that ran up the clock doesn't say cling clang either.
Hi, Mia. Hi, Big Ted. What are you doing by the clock? Are you looking for the time?
Hi, Teo. We're investigating a clingy, clangy sound, but it doesn't seem to be coming from the clock.
Any other clues about this clingy, clangy sound?
Well, it did go for quite a while.
Oh, interesting, Big Ted. Maybe it was the sound of someone cooking in the kitchen with a whole lot of pots and pans.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mia, did you hear that?
I did. It sounded like stamping, a clip-clop, then a swoosh. A bit like big heavy steps and then a broom.
Maybe someone has finished washing up the pots and is sweeping the floor.
Could be. Thanks, Teo. We better keep investigating.
No worries. Bye, Mia. Bye, Big Ted.
Bye.
So now we're looking for something that's clingy, clangy, but with some stamping, clip-clop noises too. What do you listening think it could be?
Mia, did you hear that?
I did, and that sound is certainly more familiar. It's coming from just around the corner. Let's go check it out. Big Ted, look, it's a cow standing with someone.
Hi, Mia. Hi, Big Ted. My name's Elise. I'm a farmer, and this is my cow. Her name is Gussie. She's rather noisy today.
Oh, hi, Elise. Hi, Gussie. Oh, she's got lots of lovely black and white splodges on her back.
They remind me of our paintings, Mia.
We've been following some mysterious sounds, Elise. We heard Gussie mooing just now, but we also heard a clinging, clanging sound.
Clinging, clanging? Was it this?
That's it. It's the bell around Gussie's neck. Why does she need one, Elise?
The bell tells me where Gussie is. If she wanders away or is hiding behind a hill, the cowbell helps my ears to find her.
Well, it helped us find her today. But there was one more thing, a stampy sort of noise and then a swoosh like a broom.
That might have been Gussie's hooves walking on the ground and her tail whooshing.
Aha!
Mystery solved! Hooray!
Well done. I'm just about to take Gussie to the dairy to be milked. She's a special type of cow called a dairy cow.
And how much milk does Gussie make, Elise?
Enough to fill about 30 milk bottles each day.
Wow, that's a lot of milk.
It is, and it all comes from her udders and teats. They're the pink things under her belly.
Cows sure are important creatures.
They sure are. I collect the milk, then it goes off to a factory to be processed and put into bottles.
Ready for my breakfast. Yummo!
Cows are very clever too. They have a very good sense of smell and hearing. Time for me to go and milk Gussie. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Elise. Bye, Gussie. Wow, who knew that cows were so smart? Thank you for helping us out today with your ears on. Catch you next time.